is Common Sense Radio. Straightforward and no excuses.
All right. Come on now.
This is the Steve Gruber Show.
Call me crazy.
Ooh, yeah.
What I said was perfectly right and spot on accurate.
Boy's got a mouth like a cannon, always shooting it all.
Stop. Yeah, stop. I mean, you're way off script.
Got it in me. Gonna quit until it all comes out.
Hey, boy.
Yeah, you know, it's not cynical, it's common sense.
Pay attention to me when I'm talking to you.
I'm gonna rock the nation.
Genuine, accountable, and raw. Here is Steve Gruber.
Alex, I think we're back on. All right, so let's rewind. Let's pretend the last 20 seconds didn't happen, everybody. Can you do, I do this with my kids sometimes, you know. All right, we're going in reverse. Good morning. Let's start there. It's Friday, December 18th, and TGIF. Who is thankful for Friday? Don't raise your hands if you're driving, but just give me a little woot woot. It is Friday. I'm Katie Hyde, filling in for Steve Gruber. It has been a great week with you. This is my last day in the studio, at least for the Steve Gruber Show. You can catch me weekdays in the afternoon on the Michigan Talk Network giving the news. But it has been a great week here on the show, and I know that you will give Steve a wonderful welcome back in the studio on Monday when he returns, and you'll have all sorts of things to talk to him about. Well, in tradition of his show, I know he has these free-for-all Fridays where he kind of just throws everything up and kind of goes off script a little and wants to hear from you. And I will keep that tradition rolling. So as we do with free-for-all Friday, you can call in with comments, you can call in with your opinions or your thoughts on something. No topic is required. I'm not going to tell you what you have to talk about. We just want to hear from you. Our number here is 888-900-9966. Again, that number is 888-900-9966. We'd love to hear from you. Let's take a look at some of the news that's happening late yesterday and overnight. With the holidays fast approaching, the events of San Bernardino and Paris are on everyone's mind. And even with the premiere of the Star Wars movie last night, and crowded theaters where people are sitting ducks for Mad Men, the thoughts of terrorist violence are certainly running through our minds. On Thursday, President Barack Obama says U.S. intelligence and counterterrorism officials don't have any specific credible information that suggests a potential terrorist attack against the U.S. during the holidays. Let's hear from our president.
At this moment, our intelligence and counterterrorism professionals do not have any specific and credible information about an attack on the homeland. That said, we have to be vigilant. As I indicated in my address to the nation last week, we are in a new phase of terrorism, including lone actors and small groups of terrorists, like those in San Bernardino. Because they are smaller, often self-initiating, self-motivating, they're harder to detect. And that makes it harder to prevent. We're stepping up our efforts to prevent attacks here at home. As I said, the NCTC is constantly sharing information with our state and local partners. Across the country, more than 100 joint terrorism task forces are the action arm of this fight. Federal, state, and local experts all working together to disrupt threats. At the state level, fusion cells are receiving tips and pushing information out to local law enforcement. And finally, one of our greatest weapons against terrorism is our own strength and resilience as a people. Now, that means staying vigilant. If you see something suspicious, say something to law enforcement. It also means staying united as one American family, remembering that our greatest allies in this fight are each other, Americans of all faiths and all backgrounds. And when Americans stand together, nothing can beat us.
That's President Barack Obama speaking yesterday about the fact that counterterrorism officials don't have any specific credible information, but pleading with the American people to please be vigilant. And I wonder for you, how does that look for you? What does it mean to be vigilant? Rick Ector is going to be with us later on in the program. He's from Legally Armed in Detroit talking about owning a handgun, and perhaps that is one of the ways that you will choose to remain vigilant. We'll talk with him. On yesterday's edition of the Steve Gruber Show, we interviewed Congressman Tim Walberg from Michigan's 7th District. He mentioned that the budget bill passed in the House earlier this week didn't have everything in it that he and other Republicans had hoped. In fact, Speaker Paul Ryan praised parts of the $1.1 trillion tax and spending bills that would prevent a government shutdown, but he did call the bill a bipartisan compromise. Let's hear from him.
You know I don't like this process, right? I mean, you know that we inherited a process, a cake that was pretty much more than half baked. I don't like the way that these bills come together because I think we should do these separately, individually, through what we call regular order. That's why I just started this press conference saying next year, we're going to do things differently. Next year, when we have a fresh start, we're doing things differently because I don't think this is the way that we should be governing. But we are where we are and we have a bipartisan compromise where, by the way, I think we've got some good wins. And look, Democrats won some things, too. That's the nature of bipartisan compromises. And so the way I look at this is we have made the best of the situation we have. There are some really good wins in here for the American people. There are very good wins in here for the economy, for job creators, for taxpayers. There are some important developments in here that will help us build a confident America. But as Congress works in the new year, I want to make sure that we get back to what is called regular order so that we have a system that operates like the founders intended. And I feel very good that we're getting off on that good start next year.
The Republican candidates are only a few days removed from Tuesday night's debate stage, but they're still going back at it. An Iowa radio show host has apologized for his tweet during Tuesday night's debate, saying that Carly Fiorina goes full, and these are his words, V-word during the debate. Carly Fiorina was on Fox News with Megyn Kelly last night and talked about being attacked for a woman while running for president.
Well, I've been called the B-word, so now I guess I'm going to be called the V-word. What's amazing to me is I told an American story last night in my opening comments. I told my story, just like every other candidate has told their story. Mm-hmm. So it's inexplicable to me why this major surrogate of Ted Cruz thought that was playing the V card. But the more important point is this. This gentleman is more than a radio show talk host. He is a major surrogate for Ted Cruz and a major endorser. And this is why Ted Cruz cannot possibly beat Hillary Clinton.
Well, because, I mean, is he responsible for everything his surrogates say?
Well, this is a major member of Ted Cruz's campaign. Ted Cruz relies on him to speak for him. In fact, he was speaking for Ted Cruz last night. So this is the Cruz campaign. And I think we need to be realistic about what we're going to face with Hillary Clinton.
You know, you have something in common with her in that regard, and that's probably the only thing. That will probably conclude the list of things you have in common. But she's going through some sexist attacks, and we'll go through more. And you are too. And I know viewers, they don't want to hear it. It's like, okay, whatever. Everybody's got their troubles, but it is a recurring theme.
And Alex, we can go ahead and stop that clip there. There's an interesting Michigan tie. According to the Facebook profile, this radio host attended Grand Rapids Community College, and apparently he apologized because his wife gave him a hard time. And it makes me think that behind every man who says something stupid is a woman slapping him upside the head, demanding an apology. You're listening to Katie Hyde filling in on The Steve Gruber Show.